Corin Horn tapped Luke with a three-fingered hand, then tipped his head and croaked,
"Company."
Luke looked in the direction Corin was indicating, down the duct behind them. A lavender-skinned Kashiri woman was rounding a corner about 200 meters away. The distance was too great to see her features plainly, but Luke had no need. He knew she had dark hair, oval eyes, and a wide, cruel smile. Her name was Coralai, and she was the reason Luke and his companions were on the verge of collapse. The three Jedi had first encountered Coralai in the corridor outside the computer core, when they had lured the Sith away so Ben and the Horn siblings could get rowdy inside. Noticing how the other Sith deferred to her, Luke had intentionally waited until she was on top of the first detonite mine before triggering it. Instead of shredding her and every other Sith within 3 meters, the blast had simply dissipated into some sort of force shield that she had flung down. And the situation had deteriorated from there. Coralai and her troops had continued to hound the three Jedi since, never giving them a moment's rest, always finding them when they hid, continually herding them away from the computer core. It was hard to understand how she could be so cunning and powerful and not be the Grand Lord of the Lost Tribe. But so far, she had kept her quarry too busy for such speculation. She had made it impossible for Luke's team to reunite with Ben and the Horn siblings, or even to discover what had happened to them. Luke and Corin knew only two things about the fate of Ben, Valen, and Gisela. First, they had not succeeded in getting the blast doors open or the primary shields down. Second, neither he nor Corin had felt anything in the Force to suggest that any of their children had died. Beyond that, the two fathers were left to fear the worst and hope for the best. Luke drew his blaster pistol.
Time to go.
No, we have to wait!
Jaina's voice was rapid and full of excitement, a symptom of the Force euphoria that was the only thing preventing her collapse.
It's still 5 minutes before midday!
I know, Luke said. But we can't wait.
But if we blow the generator early,
Jaina insisted,
every gunner on this side of the temple will be taking aim up the assault corridor.
Jaina, they are now.
Corin's voice was gruff and impatient, a sign that he was in such bad shape himself that he didn't seem to recognize what was happening to Jaina.
When have we done anything to surprise that Sheevork chasing us?
We haven't.
Luke watched Coralai pause in the duct. Perhaps sensing the blaster in his hand, she waved several of her followers ahead of her.
She's the first Sith who actually worries me.
Thanks, Jaina said. Didn't need to hear that.
Sorry.
Luke winced at his slip. Obviously, he was not in top form either.
I thought you would have noticed.
But we can't wait, not with her behind us.
Better to blow the shields early than not at all,
Corin agreed.
I'll take out the generator.
Good, Luke agreed. Take Jaina with you. I'll handle the rear guard.
Alone?
Jaina sounded confused.
How can you stop them alone?
I only need to slow them, Jaina,
Luke said patiently.
Taking out the shield generator is the important thing here. The only important thing.
Jaina started to nod, then seemed to realize what he was saying and shook her head vigorously.
No way, she said. I'm not leaving you to die, not—
Jaina!
Corin grabbed her by the arm.
We're all going to die, most likely. Let's just get this done first, okay?
Jaina's eyes brightened with alarm. Then a sudden calmness came to her face. And Luke knew her Force euphoria was passing. She had only minutes before her body collapsed, literally burned out by the constant flood of Force energy she had been drawing through it. She gently pulled her arm from Corin's grasp and nodded.
Right.
She looked down at her splinted arm, then tried to make a fist and failed.
Looks like I should take the lead.
Corin studied her in silence, no doubt taking the same meaning from her suggestion that Luke did. Jaina was offering to serve as a human shield for Corin, who at least had the use of both hands, and thus would be in the best possible shape to finish the job when he reached the Sith protecting the generator. It was a sound tactic, considering the circumstances. And it broke Luke's heart to nod in agreement.